Hello, friends. Welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. But today, actually, I'm on the ocean. I'm on the Pacific Ocean in a beautiful place called Ocean Shores, and it's a beautiful sunny day here. I'm here for a Sasquatch conference. And if you are in the area, please come out. There's a lot of wonderful people here, including a lady named Jill Smith, who has lots of different Sasquatch items, and I think you'd really enjoy meeting her. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. Before we start, I want to thank everyone so much for the support of this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations, and if you'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the top upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also wanted to tell you briefly, I have a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the lower Puget Sound Seattle area. And also, there are almost 50 episodes now available on YouTube under either my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. Briefly, before we start, I'd also like to mention a wonderful psychic fair happening in Olympia, Washington on January 20th, Saturday. There's going to be over two dozen vendors ranging from psychic readers, crystal shops, bookstores, astrologists, and all kinds of spiritual people at the second annual Cosmic Awareness Fair. Admission is free, and one of the people there will be Michiko Hayashi, who will be giving a presentation on the Emoto Peace Project. My new book called Messages from the Masters has also been published, and if you'd like an autographed copy for $20, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. The book contains messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, Nostradamus, Dr. Emoto, Nikola Tesla, and the Galactic Alliance, among many others. And it's also available on CrateSpace and on Amazon. I wanted to tell you, too, that I've just been invited to a conference in Hawaii at the end of the month in Kauai. And if you are in the Kauai area or Hawaii, please, you can call my friend Alexandra for more details. Her phone number is 843-383-5883, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We have a lot of wonderful people coming on in this part of the program today, including my good friend Billy Faye Woodard and Zora of the Hollow Earth. And Billy, how are you today?
Fine.
Good. Good. Thank you so much for being here. I've held over Dr. Coble, Russell Coble, from the previous hour, who hurt his back yesterday, and I'd like to ask Billy, could you, if you don't mind, could you would you mind giving Dr. Coble a brief healing for his back, please?
Sure.
Okay.
Is he on right now?
I think so.
Yes, I am, Billy. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, no problem. What I'd like for you to do, are you there in person, or are you just on the phone?
Oh, I'm here.
He's on the phone.
I'm in my home. I had to come home from work today. I'm on the phone.
Okay, so you're at home on the phone. Okay, I was going to say,
yes.
Do you have someone there with you?
Yes, my wife is here.
Okay, so I'll use her as a transmitter for your body. So go ahead and have her come in the room and have her to rub her hands together and place one on your lower back where you hurt your back, and have her place her other hand on the front of your body, directly opposite the other hand.
Okay.
And you do likewise. Put your hands on top of hers, and we'll get this done.
And then I want you to put one hand on my back right here, and then one right down in front of it. I'm going to have to lay my phone down because they don't want me to put it on speaker.
Okay.
So I can't get my hands free, but I'm going to set it down there for a little while. Maybe I can have it on the speaker for just a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Should be fine for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. You're going to count from 5 to 1, and you're going to say I receive, and then your wife is going to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive also. And because you're the recipient, you're going to be saying I receive. And then we'll go from there. So
okay.
Let's do this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I receive.
I can't hear you.
Say, I receive.
I receive.
Yes. Correct.
And your wife says receive as well. So,
yes, I receive. And,
yeah. No, you don't have to say I receive. You say receive because you're sending the healing into your husband.
He receives.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So go ahead and leave your hands there for like 2 minutes, and we'll get this done. Okay. Five,
okay.
Four,
thank
three,
you.
Two, one, receive. And then you
five,
do your part.
Five, four, three, two, one, I receive.
From the God of my being.
From the God of my being.
I am completely healed of.
I'm completely healed of.
And then fill in the blank. Your lower back and whatever else is ailing you.
My lower back
and cancer.
And the rest of my health.
Okay. And I'm healed and I know it.
I'm healed and I know it.
Okay. Now just keep your hands where they are for like 2 minutes. And I'll time you on the wall clock. I have a second hand on the wall clock here. I can watch.
Okay.
So,
I've got a... Go ahead, Bill. I've got a watch here, too, and I can time.
Yeah, I'm already doing it. They got 15 seconds into their first minute already.
Okay.
You see, you should be feeling that warm sensation going through your wife's hands into your body. And also the heat coming from your own hands. Do you feel that heat?
I do, yeah.
You have 15 seconds to go for your first minute. Then you'll be going into your second minute. As you do this, the warmth in your body should be getting a little warmer, maybe even turn into a tingling. What are you feeling right now?
Just a small amount of heat.
Okay. Still working.
Tingling. That's some tingling.
Very good. All right, you have 30 seconds left, and it should be a little bit more intensifying just a little bit. And as it does, of course, you're going to feel this. You may even hear a little popping sound in your lower back.
Feel more tingling. Ooh.
Okay, time's up. Now go ahead and stand up and twist your body. You'll feel no pain. Bend over. You'll feel no pain.
Well, it's certainly a lot less.
You still have some pain there?
Yes.
Okay, let's repeat it briefly. I'm going to repeat the same as I did before. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. I'm going to say receive. You're going to count to 5 to 1. Wait a minute. Okay, my father says for me to step aside. He's coming in, and he's going to do it. Okay, I'm going to step aside and let my father do it. So, here we go. Indeed, beloved masters, how be you this day?
Doing better.
Indeed. So let us commence on the healing portion. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
receive.
Receive.
No, you say I receive.
I receive.
From the God of my being.
From the God of my being,
I am completely healed of my lower back issue, and I know it.
I'm completely healed of my lower back, and I know it. He knows it.
Now you're going to feel, besides you having your own hands upon your body, you're going to feel a little bit more heat because I am placing my hands upon your beloved wife's hands, or your hands, and you're going to feel a little more heat going into your lower back. Do you feel that heat now?
A smaller amount.
It will intensify as the time goes.
Well,
see, what you did was you threw your back out a little bit, and you also did what was termed as to pinch your nerve. So then we're in the process of loosening the nerve and taking the pressure off of that, and at the same time relocating or putting your back into alignment the way it was before. So you're going on to your second minute now, so you should begin to feel a more release of pressure in your lower back. Do you feel that?
Yes, there is less pressure.
I know there is. Indeed.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much, Billy.
Well, of course.
Thank you, Billy.
There you have 30 seconds to go. Does your wife have any issues she needs to address also?
Always. The numbness in my fingers and my mouth.
The numbness in the fingers and the mouth?
Yes.
From a stroke. Ah, I see. Well, after we get your beloved husband healed, we will commence to work on you as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, the time is up. Now go ahead and stand and twist your body. You should have no pain at all.
The tiny, tiny, tiny bit that I'd have to say with what I have had, that I have no pain.
As to what it was in the past, you have none to speak of. All right, let us go and let us commence to work on your beloved wife. I want you to rub your hands together and place them on either side of her, on each jaw of her mouth, and we're going to commence to take away the numbness in the mouth first. And then we will go into down to the hands. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. She receives.
And she says, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive. And then you say, from the goddess of my being, I am completely healed of these issues with my stroke that I had in the past. And it is done. It is complete. It is healed, and I know it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That was a lot.
Just say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I receive.
I receive.
And then you say, from the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
The issues with my stroke are healed, and I know it.
The issues for my stroke are healed, and I know it.
No more numbness in the in your mouth, and no more numbness in your hands. All of that is going away.
Okay. Do I say that?
No,
yes.
I'm just telling you what is happening. So, and your beloved husband can keep his hands on your jaw, so we can so the healing will take place in the jaw, and it is also going down the body, down the arms, down to the elbows, down to what is termed the hands, both hands, and the energy is circulating throughout, back and forth between both hands. So that should be, you should be getting your feeling back momentarily. And that is what is transpiring. You're going into a second minute now. So we are commencing this healing process. Need 30 seconds to go. How does your mouth feel now, beloved child?
It's a little, it's better. It's not completely gone, but it's better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can repeat this process after we are off the phone, and you can just simply have your husband to rub his hands together and place them on either jaw and repeat the process. Simply, he will simply say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. You will say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. Then you will say from the goddess of my being that I am healed of my numbness in my jaws, and I know it. And but let us go ahead and go down to the hands now, to where we get your feeling back in your hands. Have your beloved husband to rub his hands together and to encompass both of your hands together, and his hands on top of yours. And my hands will be on top of his hands, and we shall get the job done as to what is termed to bring the healing and the feeling back into your hands. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
My hand numbness is gone, and I know it.
My hand numbness is gone,
and I believe
and
it.
And I know it.
And I know it.
True. But just keep your hands where they are for 2 minutes. You are 10 seconds into your first minute.
This will do the healing, if you don't mind, for the Hopi. So.
All right. That will be fine.
Yeah.
Do you feel that warmth going into your hands?
Yes.
Very good. We're going into your second minute now. After your second minute is up, I will have you to make a fist with your hands. You'll be able to do it because the numbness will be gone, and you will have full motion back to your hands, and you shall go from there.
Okay.
Enough. You have 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1, done. All right, go ahead and make a fist.
Okay.
And there's no pain.
No pain and numbness.
Numbness is gone.
Oh, fantastic. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, Billy and Zora, thank you so much for doing that for my friends. I really appreciate it.
And just remember, beloved masters, that you happen to be goddess and God, and therefore you have the ability within yourselves to heal each other. So simply use that ability, claim it, and know it, that it is done. Remember what Jesus said to the disciples. He says, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do, if you only believe and know that you can. And that is exactly what you are. You are gods and you are goddesses. So heal one another.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, what a great gift you've given my friends. Thank you so much, Billy and Zora. And now, if I'd like to bring in my Hopi friends, because their water is contaminated with arsenic, and many of them have been dying of cancer. And I'd like to bring them in now. So thank you so much, Dr. Coble and Sherry, for coming on today.
They do not die.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. You guys take care. And Eric, let's bring in Vernon now, Masava from the Hopi Indian Reservation in Arizona. Okay, we're trying. There's two numbers. There's one for you. Tried both and no answer, huh? That's too bad. Billy, Zora, are you there?
Indeed.
I asked my friend from the Hopi, Vernon, to come on today, but perhaps he's busy or out of cell range. Is it possible to do a healing for the water in the Hopi without him present?
Of course.
Okay.
You simply do what is termed as to get yourself a bowl of water, and you simply rub your hands together and place the one hand over each side of the water. And you use the purification technique that I have taught you. And you simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. And then you also say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive to them. Because you're sending the healing to the waters on the Hopi Reservation.
Wonderful.
So let us do that.
And Eric, if we could bring in Martha Childress and Leon McLaughlin, if they're available. I don't want to overload it with too many people, but if we could. Okay,
Hi.
Great. Martha. Hi, Martha. Hi there. We're going to do a healing for the Hopi. We tried to reach Vernon, but he's not available, unfortunately.
Is it Leon?
Leon, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. And Michiko, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Hi, Michiko. And we'll also do a water prayer from with you as well. After Billy's done the Ho'oponopono that Dr. Moto used to do too for the Hopi, if that's okay.
That is fine.
That's fine. Okay, good. So, Billy, should we all get a small bowl of water now to do this ceremony properly? Would you like us to do that now?
If you can do that, go ahead.
Okay. I'll be back in 10 seconds. Right back.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready now, almost, pour this in.
What you simply do is rub your hands together and place your right hand, the edge of your right hand, to where the palm of your hand is going through the bowl of water into the other hand, which you're going to place on the left side of the bowl. You're going to join your last three fingertips, touching your thumb tip, index finger straight out. Bring that on the the back of your hand flat on the table. Tilt your wrist to where the opening underneath the thumb is going through the bowl into the palm of the other hand. And,
okay,
and at that point, we're going to commence to purify the water.
Okay, good. And, let me explain this. Pardon me, Billy. Let me explain this carefully to my listeners around the world. Only if it's safe for you to do. I don't want you to do this technique if you're driving on the freeway and you have water.
Of course not.
Because you're
going to
need both of your hands on the wheel. Don't try this while you're driving. Or...
if you are also below the equator, it will be the opposite hand.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, for those of you above in North America and in Russia or Europe, above the equator, you take your right hand and you draw it like in a just flat along the side of a glass of water or a bowl of water. And on the left side, you take your left hand and you take your index finger and point it out and lay it flat down so that the top of your hand is flat on the surface. And then you take your thumb and touch the three other fingers here. So it makes it sort of like a...
an opening.
An opening. And if, I'll give you a minute.
Underneath the thumb.
So if you can do that, and again, take your right hand and just kind of draw it flat against a cup of water or a bowl of water, and then your left hand with three fingers and your thumb and your index finger pointed straight out. So let's do that if we can. And go ahead, Zora, Billy, if you like.
And understand that the side of your right hand, when you said lay your hand flat, it is not flat. It is the edge is flat against the table.
That's true. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah,
not,
that's right.
Not the hand, but
the edge of it. Just the edge of it.
Because mm-hmm. your what's called the palm of your hand is facing the bowl or facing the glass of liquid that you're in the process of purifying. And then you join your last three fingertips with your thumb tip. And you bring that on the left down on the left side of the glass or the bowl of water, and now you are simply purifying the water. So and you simply say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
receive.
Receive.
And what you're doing is, and then you mention the Hopi water. The Hopi, the water on the reservation. And you
please clean
that.
The yes, water please. On the Hopi reservation that's contaminated with arsenic.
Purify it.
And purify it.
And
we are doing this and we know it.
And we're doing this and we know it.
So the bowl of water is symbolizing the water reservoir on the Hopi reservation. So
okay.
You are simply purifying the entire reservoir.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And just keep your hands on the sides of the bowl or the glass of water for about 5 minutes. Because you are in the process of purifying a major body of water.
That's true.
So do it for about 5 minutes.
Could I make a comment, Azura,
you may
by
indeed.
The way? The federal government estimated that it would cost, Leon, what was the estimate? Was that 30 million, 36 million? They estimated how much it would cost to clean all the water
over,
on the Hopi reservation.
20.
Yeah, 20? It was a crazy amount.
Well, we're doing what the federal government said would cost over $20 million in 5 minutes for free with all my listeners around the world.
Indeed. It is for free.
And to keep it that way, we'll still do the filters for good measure.
We'll do
that. Of course.
But this will help it receive very quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Keep holding your hands there, my friends. Go ahead, Billy.
Once you get done purifying the reservoir, you may wish to try and do what is termed as your own experimentation to purify an orange or an apple or a back batch of strawberries or a batch of grapes. You may do this also with anything you eat or drink. If you are a drinker of alcohol, you can simply purify your drink and take the alcohol content out of the drink and leave the flavor.
Could we clean Fukushima today using this same technique?
Fukushima is already protected by the Galactic Federation. They have a ship that is hovering, that is cloaked above Fukushima, and it is vacuuming up the radiation out
Wonderful.
Of the plant and also out of the surrounding waters as well.
Wonderful. Wow. Wonderful.
And we are drawing ever so closer to what is called Galactic Federation announcement disclosure.
Nice.
This is what we're looking forward to. According to divine plan, it is supposed to be transpiring before the end of this year. So everyone manifests that event to happen, as well as your, what you call your global currency reset as well.
Billy, the end of the year is only 6 weeks away.
So what?
It's coming up soon.
And much can happen in that time frame.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, that's great news.
Indeed.
Leon, meet my friend Billy and Zora. They're from the Hollow Earth, and Leon has a water foundation, a nonprofit organization that provides free water filters to the Hopi so they can clean their water. And this is also cleaning their water. So anyway, I wanted to introduce you to each other. And Martha Childress, it's a wonderful lady who's has her own radio show on KKNW and also very concerned about water issues. She's with the Natural Choice Network.
Yeah, and the good part, we already have one unit there, and we're going to be fundraising the 2 units for the whole reservation. So with our units, the prayers, they're going to have clean, fresh drinking water for the children and their families.
Oh, how sweet.
Indeed.
Beautiful.
We're circling the wagons in a really good way this time.
Yep.
And you can also do what this time does, to take an individual gallon of water and purify it. And then once you have purified it and you know it is purified, take it over to the reservoir and dump it in.
Yep. Well, like I said, we're going to be doing some great stuff because of the fact that the filters do take off arsenic and a number of other things. So with that alone, along with the prayers on top, and with all of us doing what we're doing 100%, we know that those kids and their families going to, you know, now have clean water. No more cancer, no more waterborne illnesses. So a lot of things will be eliminated, and we're saving a lot of lives.
Indeed.
Who knows? One may become a future president of the United States.
That's right.
That's true. That's true.
Who knows what can come, you know?
That's true. And Michiko, I know you've got your own special healing techniques, too.
Right, with Doug Temelda's way of healing water. And I know that everyone, with the multiple people's collective consciousness, that which empowers the energy of healing. And so along with Zora's way of healing this water, and also Leon's water system, all of us praying for the Hopi's water all together. I know from different angles we are all treating that water and people in Hopi Reservation. So I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll be having a fundraiser on January the 14th in Bellevue at a place called Barron's Restaurant, where the funds will be going to purchase water units for the Hopi tribe. And you can also go on our website at www.cleanwaterfoundation.wa.org. And along with Martha's website at Natural Choice, you can see all the things that we're doing together.
Yeah, naturalchoice.net. Yeah.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
So should we drink this water and with love and gratitude and as well, or sprinkle it on our the ground outside too, a little bit, everywhere?
If you desire, of course.
Sure, I think it helps everything.
Mm-hmm.
You, plants, Mother Earth, everything.
Yeah.
I'll be putting this water here that I have with me into the Pacific Ocean here shortly after.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
from
with
there.
My own water prayers.
I'll put mine in Kelsey Creek.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
But I think if we take a sip of it first, too, and just receive it as well as transmitter.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Billy, it's been about 6-7 minutes now. Should we continue or are there additional sips?
You are done.
I'm sorry.
It is done.
Oh, it is done. Okay.
It is done. And so it is.
Okay. All right.
So it is.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Now, if you were to do this with what was called a navel orange, if you were to peel the orange, and take one segment out of it and eat it, and get the flavor of the orange before the treatment of it, you will notice a major difference in the flavor of the orange. The first one that you take out to eat would be a little tart, a little sour, and a little sweet. But the after effects will be pure sweetness.
Mm.
A little sketch or a picture of the formation of our hands would be an easy reference, too.
Indeed.
Maybe you could do that on your website, Ted?
But I'll put it up my website.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Indeed. Yes, we could do that. And also remember, for those that are below the equator or the down under, it would be the opposite. You use the edge of your left hand, and you place the palm of your hand against the table, the edge of the hand against the table. The palm is facing the glass or the bowl of water, and your right hand is touching your last three fingertips with your thumb tip, creating an opening or a vortex underneath the thumb. You bring that flat on the back of your right hand on the table. You tilt your wrist to where the opening or the vortex is going through the glass or through whatever you're eating or drinking. And you do that for like 5 minutes, and you will find that your water has been completely and absolutely purified.
Hmm.
If all of us do this 21 days, you know, once a day for 21 days with the same intention, not just for the Hopi, but for everyone, imagine.
For, yeah.
Yeah, maybe some things will happen before the end of the year.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Well, what you
all
can
the
do
major
can,
people do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It really makes
well,
a
can,
big difference for the better.
Indeed. And also understand that this healing technique by way of what you call contrails coming out of the back of aircraft.
Right.
You can take your that technique in the air, your index finger, and you will be able to erase the contrail that comes out of the back of the aircraft.
Oh, that's wonderful!
Wow,
my goodness, that's great.
Indeed.
Because they're still spraying chemtrails out here. I actually saw two on the way out to the ocean today. Two planes flying ahead.
Well, are you sure they are chemtrails or are they comtrails?
Well, they were long stretches of white substance in the clouds that stayed there. They were still there after 1 hour.
And spread?
yeah, it acted very strange, to be honest. So contrails usually disappear quickly after a jet goes overhead. Chemtrails stay, and these things were staying hours after they were flying overhead.
Well, the lie that they're giving out to the public is that it is replenishing the ozone layer around the planet.
Right.
With aluminum.
Right. With aluminum.
Indeed.
Barium, strontium.
But understand that the ozone layer is not damaged.
Right. Okay. Michiko, if you don't mind me, Michiko, would you like to do your wonderful Ho'oponopono from Dr. Moto now for the Hopi?
Sure.
And yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll play this 528 hertz tuning fork first to open up the sky. And okay. Love tuning fork, okay? And then I will say Ho'oponopono. So please repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
Water, we're sorry.
Please repeat. Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And just visualize the beautiful sparkling particles in water, structuring the beautiful molecule.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you, Michiko.
I think we're going to be doing a lot of great things together. Like I said, we're having a couple fundraisers, the one on January the 14th for more water units. We'll be actually talking about doing some donations tonight at the Summer Towers at a fashion show that Olia is giving. And we'll be talking about the Hopi tribe and the other children around the world for water units. So nice that we're getting the word out and the whole world is listening and joining us on this mission. So I'd like to thank you, Ted and Martha, for having me on your show and spreading the word, you know, for the Hopi tribe and other individuals. And we're getting corporations involved and a lot of other folks.
Yeah, and especially for the indigenous, you know, I mean, we owe them so much, and it's nice to have a chance to give back.
Well, I know that Dr. Emoto and Michiko, you can say more about this if you like, that Dr. Emoto felt that him and Vernon of the Hopi were like brothers, and it was very important to work on this issue.
Yeah, it's Vernon and Dr. Emoto too, but it's not only Vernon from Hopi tribe, but all the indigenous people from around the world always resonated so much with Dr. Emoto's discovery, because indigenous people always shared the importance of water and what water is life and how important it is and what the water is teaching us. But they were all learned from ancient time orally, and nothing was written. So they really resonate when they read and they watch the beautiful water crystals
from message from water. And that's why Dr. Moto and Vernon from Hopi tribe got really close to each other. And so it's I feel very honored and so pleased to be able to help with these water issue problem in Hopi Reservation. And I'm sure that there are so many other reservations that they are having same kind of problems. And we would like to go get into those areas and want to start helping them too. And with everyone's help, I know that we can do that, you know?
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
I want to just make this announcement on the air. If you are having water problems in your area, wherever you are in the world, just send me an email.
Let us know.
We'd be happy to provide as much spiritual help as we can. My email, of course, is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com here in the United States. But no matter where you are on this planet, send me an email if we can be of help. We'd be happy to help.
That is wonderful. So wonderful, because I know I had no idea that the natives was having issues, the Native Americans, the natives in Canada. And
Natives all over the world.
I heard that in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, they were having
really
a major
bad.
Problem in Canada, too.
It's radio stations like mine, which are alternative, trying to help the world and make this world a better place in a positive way, that's reporting on it. Because the mainstream media here in the United States unfortunately.
Once people know
they do the right thing, we all want the same thing too.
So many people want to help each other. Numbers of the people here on Earth want to do something better to make the whole world a peaceful place. So we can all do that together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Zora and Billy, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. I'd love some wisdom from you as well, because you're a very wise person, and I know that you have a lot of wonderful knowledge to share.
Indeed. And what would you like to know?
Well, your perspective from the Hollow Earth regarding what we can do on this surface planet to make this world a better place?
Well, simply by doing what is termed as coming to the realization and knowingness of who you are, the gods and goddesses that you are.
Exactly.
Because that is exactly what you are, gods and goddesses.
Beautiful.
And once you come to that full realization of that, your life will change in ways you could never possibly imagine. Meaning
Beautiful.
That you will be able to speak forth words and they will manifest instantly.
Wow.
So this is abilities that you have within you. And these abilities are your God selves, your goddess selves. All of you are gods or goddesses. All of you are healers. As well, you have the ability to heal one another. You have the ability to heal nations within your own being. Once you have come to realize this and you exercise that gift and that power, there will be no stopping you. You will be able to transform the surface of this planet in a matter of minutes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, you've given us many great gifts today, Zora and Billy. And
Are there others out there who need healing?
If there's anyone else who needs healing today, feel free to call the studio line at 425-373-5527. And we don't have Skype capabilities today, but Eric, if somebody does call in, let me know in the next few minutes and we can put them on. In the meantime, Leon, I want to thank you so much for your water filters. How many water filters would clean all the water on the Hopi Reservation? I think you calculated that the other day.
Yeah, we can actually put in a solar unit, and that one unit could go for the whole reservation. So you're looking at about $30,000 for a solar unit, and that would clean up all of their water.
Wow, that's
and
nothing.
For years to come.
Yeah. Wow.
If you do what is done, does you take what is called in a pyramidal pattern on the four sides of the aquifer, and one in the center, one in the center of the aquifer or the reservoir, and you turn them on simultaneously, it will purify the entire aquifer in a matter of minutes.
Really? There's many different wells on the reservation, isn't it? Different areas that are affected?
Yeah, and so that's why I was saying we could put one solar unit or however many wells, we can put a unit to that well, and it produces 740 gallons of water an hour. But the whole reservation could be done for 30,000.
Yeah,
wow.
That's great.
That's beautiful. Well, Zora, when these water filters are sent down there, could we contact you for consultations on how it might be best structured?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have about 5 minutes left, and in fairness to everyone, I was going to bring on Charlie Cardinal today. He wrote a beautiful song in dedication to Dr. Emoto before, but we'll play that at the end. I'm sorry there wasn't time to bring Charlie on today, but Michiko, I want you to go first, and I'd like for you to wrap up. Just if you have any words of wisdom, I'd love to have you say some things now.
Well, thank you so much for having me here again today to heal water in Hopi area. As I said last week too, I know that with everyone's consciousness in love and gratitude to water, we are starting from oneself. Mm-hmm. I'm starting from myself. And if I'm happy and when I love, I know I love myself, then the energy around me is becoming beautiful. And then from there, everybody is starting. And with everyone together, I know we have that powerful energy to heal water of anywhere on the entire earth. So as Zora said, we are a sparkle of God and goddesses. So when we know it, everyone knows it, the earth is the peaceful paradise.
Mm-hmm. That's
thank
right.
you.
Thank you so much, Michi. And your website is, what is your website, please?
It's www.emotopeaceproject.net. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, peace, P-E-A-C-E, project, P-R-O-J-C-E-T, .net.
Okay, thank you so much, Michi. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes. Leon, would you mind saying a few words, and then I'll have Martha and Billy finish up our program today.
Yeah, we're going to, like I said, we're doing an event tonight at the Summit Towers in Bellevue. We'll be talking about the Hopi tribe for the children to have clean water, along with the children around the world. January the 14th at Barron's in Bellevue, we're going to do a dinner fundraiser. And on June 30th, we're doing a deal with GoDaddy at the Triple Door in downtown Seattle. And all of these events will be fundraising for water for children around the world.
Oh,
and
isn't that beautiful?
If you want to go to the website, you can go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org, or you can call me, and the number's there also.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Leah. And Martha, quickly, we don't have much time left. Go ahead.
Yeah, and just there's so many ways for people to help or to connect or to donate. Even if they can't go to one of these major events, they can hold a bake sale, they can do something at their church or with their community, and you can either go to Clean Water Foundation, also at naturalchoice.net. I've got a quick link on the homepage to donate, and if you want more information on the Emoto Peace Project or Clean Water Foundation, you can just keyword search and find all that contact information at naturalchoice.net as well.
Okay, great.
And I would just
Billy?
To say one more thing. Basically, that we're looking at $30,000, so a dollar from 30,000 people, we got the whole reservation taken care of.
Can certainly do that before the end of the year.
And Billy, we've got just a short time left. I would like to hear you say some words too, please.
Indeed. Just remember that you are gods and goddesses. And you have the power within your being to be the gods and goddesses that you are. Claim your sovereignty, claim your abilities, and claim your power, and exercise that power.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you so much for everyone for coming on today. I hope you all have a beautiful weekend, and we'll talk to you again a week from today with some more wonderful guests. Thanks, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye. Thank you for coming on today.